CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, welcome to the week. 6:07 on a Monday. There is no REL, so welcome to the Adam Davison Breakfast Show once again. There is no REL Ackland. Repeat. There is no REL Ackland. So it's just me today. Sad news over the weekend about Andrew Symonds. We lost another cricketer unexpectedly. He's died in a car crash, if you haven't heard. Andrew Symonds, 46 years old. Talk more about that in the show. Also, over the weekend, something happened at a Pearl Jam concert that made me very envious. I was very envious, a little disappointed I wasn't there. I would have been the man for the job, that's all I'm saying. Get to that soon too. Who Dat today? We're going to play with Anne Hathaway. She played Catwoman. She played plenty of other things as well. Anne Hathaway, do you think you can spot her from a lineup of three? If you can, you call the number at 1-300-655-922 later on to play Who Dat. And Ari and I, we caught up on Friday with Taylor from Splash Devonport about their biggest morning tea event that's happening next week. So I'll play that chat as well after 7 o'clock. Now, Ari's not here, so I'm not going to play 5-second rule next unless you call up 1-300-655-922. I'll give you a 5-second rule if you want to call me. Otherwise, there's no 5-second rule happening. So the phone number's 1-300-655-922. The lines are open all morning. If you'd like to co-host the show with me through the phone line, hey, the phone's yours. 1-300-655-922. It's CFM and this is Eskimo Joe. Good morning, 6:09.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
6:15 on CFM. No Ari this morning. She's off with a bit of a sore throat. But Alex has called me on the phone. He's on the phone right now, so we can do the 5-second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
I think I can think of one for you.
Oh, you can? You got one for me?
Okay.
Oh, awesome. I'll ask you first.
Okay, cool.
All right, here we go. Alex, please, in 5 seconds, can you name for me 3 red foods?
Tomato, apple, cherry.
Oh, nice. With seconds to spare, Alex. Seconds.
Nice. It's easy on me.
All right. Well, I had to. I appreciate you calling. I can't be too hard, can I?
I'm going to make yours hard, though.
Okay, though. Well, that's fair enough.
Okay. Your question is, name 3 Winter Olympic sports.
Oh, skiing, sledding, snowboarding. Are they three?
Beautiful.
Are they all different ones?
Yeah, they're all good. Excellent. Good
job. Go me. Oh, thanks, Alex. Appreciate that.
That's okay.
A little five-second rule with Alex there.
Thanks, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Right now, it's 9 degrees in Burnie and Devonport. We're expecting a top of 14 today with a shower or two and plenty of wind. Coming up next, over the weekend, the band Pearl Jam, they played without their drummer. The drummer got COVID, but they'd already rescheduled the shows from 2 years ago. So they played the shows anyway. How did they do it? How did they do it without me? I could have sat in. But how did they do it without him? Find out next. Here's Latto, Big Energy on CFM, 6:21. Good morning. Latto on CFM's Adam and Ari, 6:23. No Ari. She's got a sore throat today. She can't speak. She has tested negative, though, with a RAT test, but I believe she's getting a PCR. So we may see her tomorrow. We may not. Who knows? But it's the Adam Davison Breakfast Show. Welcome to it. Something happened over the weekend, which was a moment that I've been waiting for my whole life, and I wasn't there for it. Pearl Jam's drummer, Matt Cameron, he tested positive for COVID-19 and couldn't play their shows. But they went ahead with the shows anyway. They'd already rescheduled from 2020, so they'd waited 2 years to play their shows. They went ahead and did it without their drummer, Matt Cameron. They got a touring member, Josh Klinghoffer. He sat in for a few of the tracks, and just a mate who's from a couple of bands that the band's friends with, a guy named Richard Stuverud, sat in. But also, at the very end, they got a fan up to play drums in the last song. This was them earlier in the set looking for a fan to play drums.
Because of COVID and all, we can't have quite the spontaneity to pull someone just right out of the thing, but there's got to be a couple drummers out there. And,
I swear to God. So they found him in the middle of the show and they decided get him tested for COVID and we'll get him out during the encore. So they had him tested and he indeed came out for the last song.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of your own, Mr. Josh Royal.
And of course, I'm devastated. If you haven't listened to much of the show, you mightn't have heard I play drums and I love Pearl Jam. Actually, when I was a teenager, I was in a band called Margaret Spread and we played Pearl Jam songs. And here's a clip of one. That's me and me mates when I'm 15 playing Pearl Jam's Alive. So, where was I? I'm devastated. Now, I think they've got a couple more shows that they might have to play without him, so I'm going to have to call them or something. I mean, it's the weekend over there, so their offices won't be answering the phones, but maybe this week I'll call them and offer my services and just play a clip of this. Better than the original, if you ask me.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Imagine Dragons on the Adam Davison Breakfast Show. Don't worry, she's not listening. It's 21 minutes to 7. We're playing Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, a double prize you could win this week. You could win if you correctly guess which of these three clips is Anne Hathaway. A $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean and wood heater assessment. And a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats. That's right, a flue, clean and wood heater assessment. And some meat you could win. So the phone number's 1-300-655-922. I'm going to play three clips. Only one of the three clips is Anne Hathaway. You know her from Rachel Getting Married, Get Smart, The Princess Diaries, The Intern, Girl Rising, Brokeback Mountain, The Dark Knight Rises, Dark Waters, all that stuff, plenty more. If you know which one is the real Anne Hathaway, give me a call, 1-300-655-922, and you'll be in the draw for those great prizes, which we'll draw on Prize Giving Friday. Here are our clips. Here's A.
I was in shape. I thought I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
Here's B.
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
Here's C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
A, B, or C, which one is Anne Hathaway? The phone number's 1-300-655-922. I'll play him again. Here's A.
I was in shape. I thought I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
B.
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
Which of those three is Anne Hathaway at 1-300-655-922? Your chance to win a double prize this week. Here's Taylor Swift on CFM.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Who dat? Matt from Bernie's on to play Who Dat this morning. Matt, do you consider yourself an Anne Hathaway fan?
No.
You're not? You've seen movies with her in it?
No.
You haven't seen the Batman where she plays Catwoman or anything?
Oh, yeah.
She's in that there. So you do know Anne. You know Anne more than you think.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so you're just having a stab in the dark, are you?
Yeah, mate.
All right, let's have a go then. Here's the clips. Here's clip A.
I was in shape. I thought I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
Clip B.
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
And clip C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
Matt, which one is Anne Hathaway?
I'm going
to
go D.
B?
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
Mate, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt, I'm afraid.
No worries.
Thanks for having a go, though, Matt. Cheers, appreciate it.
No, mate.
See ya. Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hi, this is...
Sorry, who's this?
Allison,
where are you from?
Wynyard.
Allison from Wynyard on to play Who Dat. We've narrowed it down to just two now, Allison. We've got A and C left. I'll play them for you. Here's A.
I was in shape. I thought I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
And here's C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
Allison, which of those two is Anne Hathaway?
C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
I'm afraid that is Kristen Bell. Sorry, Alison, but hey, I'll give you one more chance. I'll give you a different one, okay? You want a second chance?
Yes.
All right. You got to tell me which of these two clips is the real Pearl Jam, okay?
All right.
Here's clip A. Is that Pearl Jam or is it this clip B? Very difficult. They're both very good. Which one's the real Pearl Jam, A or B?
Is it B?
This one. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that. Sorry.
Yeah, it's me.
I'm afraid that is me and my mates when we were 15 playing a Pearl Jam song. It's not the real Pearl Jam. I know we did a great job, but no, I'm afraid that's wrong as well, Alison.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Have a good one.
You too, thanks.
Thanks, mate. Bye. That's very nice of Alison to not be able to tell the difference between the real Pearl Jam and my high school cover band. Just another reason why I should have filled in for the drums with Pearl Jam over the weekend when they lost their drummer. But anyway, that's who dat. No one wins today. I tried my hardest to get a winner, but more ways to win tomorrow. We're playing with Ed Sheeran tomorrow. And again, it's a double prize this week, so more reasons to win.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Good morning. It's 4 minutes to seven on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Destination history.
Today in history.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 16th of May. Let's have a look at it in history. On this day in 1966, the Beach Boys released their album Pet Sounds. Big event for Australian television happened on this day in 2002. On this day in 02, Kath and Kim first started on ABC. What do you reckon? Should they bring it back? A reboot? A new series of Kath and Kim when they're a bit older? We are talking today about TV shows they should bring back. Which TV show do you think they should bring back? Get your answer up at CFM Tasmania on Facebook or call 1300 655 922. Maybe you'd like to see a new series of Kath and Kim. I'll tell you one show they should not bring back, The Big Bang Theory. That's fine. The final episode of that aired in the US on this day.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Can't stand that show. But I tell you what, Kaylee Cuoco, she's made amends by making a really good show called The Flight Attendant that's out at the moment on the streaming service, whatever it's on. I pirated it. But on this day in 2019, new DNA research showed bed bugs are older than humans. They're 115 million years old and they outlived the dinosaurs. It was published in Current Biology on this day. So if they outlived the dinosaurs, they're older than us, they've been around that long, how can you get rid of them? That's why they're so hard to get rid of.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, welcome to the week. Monday morning, 7:09. No Ari in today. Bit of a sore throat for her. So it's just the Adam Davison breakfast show today. I'm going to keep calling it the Adam Davison show, I think, until I think maybe she's awake and she'll hear. So let's keep that a secret. Maybe by the end of the hour, I'll start calling Adam and Ari for breakfast again, just in case she's listening. But coming up this hour, Ari and I did catch up with Taylor from Splash Devonport. I'll play the talk. We're talking about Australia's biggest morning tea. There's an event for that happening at Splash Devonport next week. We found out more from Taylor, so I'll play the chat before 8 o'clock. Word Sanger as well, another way to win with Word Sanger. You could win $50 to spend at Niche Plants Shearwater by playing Word Sanger. Dog news on the way. And today we're talking about TV shows you'd like to see come back at CFM Tasmania to add one, or you can call me on 1300 655 922. What TV show do you want to see come back? Get to your comments next. Here's Christina Aguilera, 7:10 on CFM Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Today I'm asking you, what TV show do you think they should bring back at CFM Tasmania to add yours, or you can call me on 1300 655 922. My choice for TV show they should bring back, Australian show, The Mole.
10 people, 5 men and 5 women, set out for an unknown destination.
Listen to the tension.
Of the 3 that would make it to the end.
Grant Bowler.
1 would walk away with nothing.
What a host.
1 would win a great deal of money. And 1 would be revealed as a traitor, a saboteur. One of these 10 people is the mole.
What a host. Tension, drama. You're always on the edge of the seat the whole time and you're trying to guess who the mole is. I was always way off. I had no idea who the mole was. But that was a great show. And what a great host, Grant Bowler. But some of yours on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. Catherine reckons Who Dares Wins should come back.
Hi, I'm Mike Whitney and welcome to Who Dares Wins, the show where we could walk up to you anywhere, anytime and dare you to do something you never thought you could, should or would do.
That was a pretty good show. I remember, yeah, they'd walk up to someone in the street with a $50 note and go, oh, I dare you to break your leg for $50, pretty much, I think. Let's see that come back. Dan reckons, of course, hey, it's Saturday.
Welcome to another 2 hours of Madcap Zany Unpredictable Entertainment with Dax the Duck and the Dross on Hey, It's Saturday. And now you culture vultures, let's hear it for the host, David and Daryl Summers.
Dan, that one has come back a few times, so maybe you're in for a chance. Maybe it'll come back regularly, but we have Megan as well who said Blue Heelers. And Crystal has chimed in with this one. I never saw this, but it's been... Well, people have told me about it. I still don't quite understand what it was, but the show called Don't Forget Your Toothbrush.
Hooray for Hollywood and hooray for Don't Forget Your Toothbrush. And tonight we try to send two of our luggage-laden locals up to the glitz and the glamour of Tinseltown.
What show do you think they should bring back? At CFM Tasmania. Or you can call me 1-300-655-922. And if you want to call me and explain to me what Don't Forget Your Toothbrush was... I'll accept that call too.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Still 9 degrees in Burnie and Devonport on our way to a top of 14 with a shower or two and plenty of wind today. Up next, dog news, and I am taking your calls and comments today. 1-300-655-922. What TV show should they bring back? Harry Styles on CFM. Dog news. On today's dog news, it's about a dog in the Ukraine on the front lines. President Volodymyr Zelensky has recently announced state awards for Ukraine's soldiers. He also honoured a fighter who is perhaps the country's smallest, a little dog named Patron. Patron, whose name means ammo in Ukrainian, helps sniff out Russian mines and explosives in the northeastern city of... I can't pronounce that. And in fact, I probably meant to delete that out of the article so that I didn't have to pronounce it. But in the northeastern city, some city up there in the Ukraine, and he acts as a mascot of the country's state emergency service as well. The dog has found more than 200 explosive devices and he was taught pyrotechnic work by his owner. Patron's rise to fame may be another facet of Ukrainian efforts to control the war's narrative with viral messaging, because experts have said that dramatic wartime tales are a critical part of the country's information strategy. Patron is so adored in the Ukraine. And beyond that, he's inspired various forms of fan art as well in his honour. He's beloved by children and helps them understand safety rules in areas with mine threats. Along with receiving the state award, Patron also met Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada, who was on an unannounced visit to the country and patted his pockets during his ceremony in an apparent attempt to locate treats. But the dog was extremely pleased to meet a true friend of the Ukraine, apparently, even though Mr. Trudeau did not find a piece of Patron's favourite cheese. So Trudeau's let down the dog, who's on the front lines. But other than that, all's well that ends well. And good on you to Patron on the front lines. He's been honoured by the Ukrainian president. There you go.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Let's play Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Alrighty, you can play this by calling 1-300-655-922. It's your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. We'll announce the winner of that on Prize Giving Friday this week. All you got to do is guess the word that goes in the middle of the two words that our word machine Theo and Supreme Gentleman Theo will give you right now to make up the word Sanger. Here are our words. What do we got, Theo?
Your words for today are fairy and maker.
Right, here we go. So it's fairy something, something maker. It's that something in the middle that we're looking for. Fairy something, something maker. It's that middle something that we're looking for. The phone number's 1-300-655-922. The clue again is fairy and maker. Fairy something, something maker. Do you know? The phone number's 1-300-655-922 on CFM.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Drew from Penguin is on. Drew, how was your weekend, mate?
Oh, awesome, mate. You feel?
It was good. Yeah, not too bad. Did you get up to much? It was pretty rainy.
It was, yeah. I didn't do a whole lot, mate. Just sat quite waiting, watching movies with the kids mainly.
Nothing wrong with that, though, is there?
No, I wasn't complaining, mate.
That's right. All right, Drew, let's play Word Sanger. Theo will give you the words, and you give us that middle word. Here we go.
Your words for today are fairy and maker.
What goes in the middle, Drew?
I'm hoping it's bread.
The word for my Sanger is bread. Fairy bread. Bread maker.
It is, Drew. Nice one, mate. You've done it.
Got to be happy. Cheers, legend.
No worries, mate. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
You beauty.
Done deal, Drew.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Alrighty, today I've been asking what TV show would you like to see brought back at 1-300-655-922. Naomi's on the line. You've got one, Naomi?
I recently fell down the YouTube rabbit hole and I was watching old episodes of Amazing. It was a game show in the 90s.
And it's just called Amazing?
Yeah, it was a kids' game show where they had to answer questions. It was hosted by James Sherry. There was two schools, and then they had to spell out on a giant keyboard the answer.
Yeah, cool. There were a few of those in the 90s, weren't there? I'm looking at clips of it now. There's a ball pit involved. There's ladders.
There was
backwards
an old
caps.
Car.
Was there? Oh, there's the giant keyboard. Yeah, right. This is ringing a bell, actually. Or maybe I did see this one.
I used to watch it after school every day.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Naomi. Also, James on the line. James, what TV show would you like to see brought back?
I went to see if they could bring back Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon. What a classic.
Yeah.
When did you used to watch that?
I was only one, because I'm 9 right now.
Yeah, right. And so you used to watch it when you were about 1, but you still remember it?
Yeah.
It must have made an impression. What's your favourite thing about it?
Puff.
You like Puff?
Yeah.
Oh, what a classic. You have a good day, mate. Let's bring back Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Thanks, matey. Bye. That reminds me, actually, of HR Puff and stuff as well. Remember the old VHSs and had the googly eyes on them? Good times. Keep them coming in. 1-300-655-922. What TV show do you want to see return? Up after Everclear, me and Ari's chat with Taylor from Splash Devonport. We're talking about Australia's biggest morning tea.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Taylor, tell us about what's coming up at Splash Devonport on the 26th of May.
Yeah, so it's 26th of May, Thursday at 10 a.m. Splash are holding the biggest morning tea. So that's an event where we raise money for Cancer Council Australia.
Yeah, and there's morning tea involved, is that right?
Yeah, so staff actually come together to bake and create the nibbles for the event, and we also put on tea and coffee available for people to have a little treat.
Oh, wonderful. So can you pay with card or cash? Do you need to book in?
So there's no bookings required. You just have to make a donation to participate. So we will have a cash collecting tin available at the event, but there is also a QR code where people can follow a link and pay online.
Are people able to bring their own morning tea, like stuff they've baked, to share with people?
Yeah, absolutely. The more the merrier. But we do also put on some savoury platters and like just a generalised grazing platter as well for people. So we do have plenty of food available, but they're more than welcome to.
Fantastic. How much are you looking to raise?
Honestly, anything helps Cancer Council. A couple of $100 would be nice, but, you know, whatever we can would be great.
And Taylor, are you baking anything?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. Okay. Maybe like a banana bread or something like that. I think that might go down nicely. Yeah.
I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah.
You know what like always tastes really good no matter what time of day?
What?
Cob loaf.
Cob loaf?
Cob loaf goes off.
You should bake that, Ari.
Me? Cob loaf? I can't eat it, though.
Yeah,
it's
others can
dairy.
Eat it. It's about other people being able to eat it.
Oh, maybe we can make an Adam and Ari cob loaf and donate it.
About the calls.
Yeah.
All right, so again, when's it happening, where's it happening, and how can people get involved?
So Thursday, the 26th of May at 10 a.m. at Splash Devonport. You will just head into the group fitness room. You can just either let us know that you're coming, or you can just turn up and make a donation and you can participate.
Now, with the mixture of morning tea and swimming, is there a rule you're not allowed to eat and swim too close together? Should people swim first and then eat the morning tea?
I believe there is a bit of a wives' tale that you can't eat within half an hour and then go swimming, but I guess it's up to you.
Yeah. Just risk it. It's for a good cause.
Just, yeah. Risk it for the biscuit or risk it for the morning tea in this case.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Taylor. Taylor from Splash Devonport. Don't forget, it's the 26th of May, the biggest morning tea happening at Splash Dev.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, just Adam, no Ari. Ari's got a bit of a sore throat today and he's not in the building. Just Adam. Today, well, coming up this hour, Norm Macdonald, my favourite comedian, one of the all-time funniest people ever. He recently died. He had a 10-year battle with cancer and he didn't tell anyone. But he did prepare a little surprise, a little treat for fans that was set to be released after his death, which is so interesting. It's such a Norm thing to do. I'll talk about that before 9 o'clock. Chorus Kings, call and sing for your chance to win. Of course, really sad news over the weekend with Andrew Symons, Australian cricketer, dying tragically, unexpectedly in a car crash. Talk a bit about that. Birthday books on the way as well. If you know someone having a birthday today, register it at cfmtaz.com.au.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out time. These shout-outs have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. We'll draw that on Friday for Prize Giving Friday. Celebrating a birthday today is Madison from Park Grove. Happy 7th birthday for yesterday. Lots of love, Mum, Dad and Hannah. We have Ryder Von Barbara from Yola. Happy birthday, Ryder. I hope you like your present. You get to have a good day at school. Love you lots from Nan. Sorry, that's Ryder Von Barbara. We have Riley Reynolds from Acton. A very big happy 9th birthday, bum bums. We love you to infinity and beyond. Toy Story, nice. The joy you bring our lives with your out-of-this-world personality is just amazing. Never stop being you. Love, Mum, and all your brothers and sister, Corey, Zach, and Selena. And we have Stephen Whitehouse from Boat Harbour, or Stephen Whitehouse from Boat Harbour. I hope this embarrasses you, wherever you may be this morning, from Takesha. I wonder which Takesha that is. There's many Takeshas around the Northwest Coast, so... Happy birthday, everyone, having a birthday today. Here's Super High and Nika. This is CFM Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 22 past 8. Today on the Facebook, we're asking at CFM Tasmania, what TV show would you like to see brought back? A few great ones coming in. Always Greener, yes, definitely. Sarah has commented, one for the nerds, Firefly. Well, I am a nerd. I know what Firefly is, but I was always more of a fan of Dollhouse, Sarah. And Megan has said, Angela Anaconda. Keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. And, of course, devastating news over the weekend for Australian cricket and Australian cricket fans. Andrew Symons passed away from a tragic car accident, so very unexpected. It was about 10:30 at night on a Saturday in Queensland. So that's just horrible news. Another tragic, unexpected loss to the cricket community. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to play a clip of my favourite Andrew Symons moment. So he's another cricketer that wasn't just a great cricketer and just one of the greatest all-rounders for sure. But just another one of those real personalities, bit of a character. There was one incident where a streaker made his way onto the field, and you usually expect when that happens, the streaker runs on, the security come and grab him and take him off, and they give him a hefty fine. But in this instance, he ran too close to Andrew Simons, who basically close-angered him.
Well, that streaker, we don't know at the moment if it's a boy or a girl streaker.
It's a boy.
A boy.
It's a boy, Rich.
Well, he could have done some injury to Andrew Simons there because he seemed to run straight at him, and all of a sudden, he was on his back.
He was training with the Broncos for one pre-season, and I think occasionally goes back to top up his fitness. But that was the first tackle of the State of Origin.
And it was a male.
If you say so.
That's right, straight on his back, Simons. So go look that up, Andrew Simons, streaker. It'll be there on YouTube. But, yeah, another great loss for Australian cricket.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
All right, you get a line of a song, you call up and give me the next line. It's as simple as that. If it's the correct line, you go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They're local, like us. All right. Simple as that. The phone number is 1300 655 922, and the line is... And then what comes next in the song? That's what I need from you at 1300 655 922. Do you know the next bit? Skark in. Need that next bit from you at 1300 655 922. Skark in one more time. What's the next bit? 1300 655 922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Kayla from Burnie is on to play Chorus Kings today. You think you know the line?
I'm pretty certain.
Pretty certain. All right, let's give it a go. I'm going to give you the line again, and then you take it from there. Right?
Yep.
Let's do it. Kayla.
Can you feel this magic in the air? Must have been the way you kissed me.
Oh, lovely. Let's check the tape.
Can you feel this magic in the air?
Kayla has done it. Did you kiss me? Go with the two lines too. Good on you, Kayla. You are well and truly today's Chorus King. Nice work.
Beautiful.
I'm going to pop you in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and we'll let you know on Friday if you're drawn.
Thanks very much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. 6 minutes to nine. That's Sugar Ray. Last September, very sad news. Comedian Norm Macdonald died.
I'm Norm Macdonald, and now the fake news.
Now, apparently, aside from battling cancer all that time, the SNL alum was also working on new material all through the COVID-19 pandemic, and... One night before a procedure, he decided it was time to put some stuff on tape just in case. So the comedian's longtime friend and producer, Laurie Jo Hoekstra, spoke with The Hollywood Reporter about the surprise stand-up recording, saying he made the decision to make the film back in 2020 after seeing that his test results were not good. And he filmed it in a single take in his living room. It was his intention to have something special to share if something happened, she said. Macdonald died back in September the 14th last year. According to The Hollywood Reporter, after his procedure went well and Macdonald's health rebounded, he set aside the hastily recorded stand-up special. Unfortunately, before he could get the opportunity to perform the new material to a live audience, he became ill again. He remembered he'd shot it, and he asked me to find it so we could watch it, Hoekstra shared. He ended up watching it before he passed away, and in his typical subdued fashion and style, Macdonald suggested the project's eventual title, a clever bit of wordplay and sardonic humour, all twisted into one. He wanted to call it, Nothing Special. Classic Norm. So the new program will also feature snippets of some of his SNL co-stars and friends from the world of comedy, like Adam Sandler, David Spade, Molly Shannon, David Letterman, Conan O'Brien and Dave Chappelle, all recorded during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. Norm Macdonald, Nothing Special, is set to stream on Netflix on the 30th of May, something he recorded as a little surprise for fans before he died when he knew his health was on the decline. So it's going to be very interesting. It's just going to be classic Norm, just doing it Norm's way. The only man that can make his own death funny is Norm. So we'll see how it goes. The 30th of May, that's streaming. Norm Macdonald, nothing special. I love him.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. No Ariel here. She's got a bit of a sore throat, so she's not in. She didn't come in. But you got Adam. That's all that counts. You got Adam. It's the Adam Davison Breakfast Show. Good morning. Welcome to it. Welcome to the week. Monday today. Hope it was a good weekend for you. Today we're asking at CFM Tasmania on Facebook and on the phones at 1300 655 922. Which TV show should they bring back? Earlier, James said this.
I went to see if they could bring back Puff the Magic Dragon.
James wanted Puff the Magic Dragon to make a return, a rebooted Puff, if you will. Naomi said this.
Amazing, it was a game show in the 90s.
Amazing, the game show. I had a look at it online and, yeah, it looks like a classic 90s kids game show. Big keyboards, lots of running around, ball pits, ladders, cars, mazes, all that good stuff. On the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania, Sarah has said Buffy, Charmed, Bones, Stargate, Angel, Smallville, MASH, all great shows. All great shows. Although I do have a bit of a problem with Bones because I used to love the TV show 24 with Jack Bauer, stopping terrorism. And I'd go to watch it in that time slot and they'd be playing a rerun of Bones instead. I'd be so mad at Bones for that. But look, I need to get over that. It's been decades. And some people have mentioned, of course, Round the Twist, an Australian classic. Imagine a rebooted 2022 version of Round the Twist. That'd be pretty cool. And a couple of people have mentioned Firefly, the Joss Whedon show. I myself always preferred Dollhouse. I'd love to see Dollhouse come back, made by the same fella, but keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Camila Cabello with Ed Sheeran on CFM's Adam and Ari. This morning I was talking about over the weekend, Pearl Jam lost their drummer to COVID. He had to sit out a couple of shows. He's fine, but he's got COVID. He's tested positive, and they went on with the shows anyway with a couple of fill-in drummers, and they also plucked a fan out of the audience at the end of the show. And that led me to talk about my old high school cover band. We played Pearl Jam covers. We were called Margaret Spread. And I asked a listener to identify which of the two clips was Pearl Jam and which was Margaret Spread, and she couldn't tell the difference. So I thought I'd better get the old lead guitarist from Margaret Spread on the phone. His name's Brendan Fisher. We used to call him Fishy. Get him on the phone. Let him know, hey, we were just as good as Pearl Jam. You can't even tell the difference. Let's see if he answers.
Hello?
Brendan Fishy.
Yes.
Fishy, it's Adam.
Oh, how's it going?
Your old mate. I'm on CFM.
Yeah, I thought when I heard your voice, I was like, oh, Good job, Adam. I'm on the radio.
The reason I'm calling Brendan Fishy is because you were the guitarist in my high school band, Margaret Spread. We played Pearl Jam covers, did we not?
Yeah, that's true, and a few Soundgarden covers as well.
Of course, a few Soundgarden ones. Can't forget them.
I hope you don't mind, Adam. I'm making my lunch. I'm making a nice little falafel wrap. I hope they like that little bit of extra detail there.
Yeah, a look behind the curtain of Brendan Fishy's life. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you think we did a good job? Like, do you think our Pearl Jam covers were up to scratch? Would people be able to tell the difference between Pearl Jam and our covers?
Look, to be honest, mate, sometimes I struggle to tell the difference.
Daniel, yeah, me too. Well, guess what? I've got to play a clip for you. This morning, Alison was on the phone. Alison was on the phone, and I asked her if she could tell the difference. Have a listen. All right, you got to tell me which of these two clips is the real Pearl Jam, okay?
All right,
here's clip A. Is that Pearl Jam, or is it this, clip B? Very difficult. They're both very good. Which one's the real Pearl Jam, A or B?
Is it B?
This one? Is that your guess?
Yeah, it's B.
I'm afraid that is me and my mates when we were 15 playing a Pearl Jam song. It's not the real Pearl Jam. I know we did a great job, but no, I'm afraid that's wrong as well, Alison.
Oh, well.
There you go. So that's how good we were, Brendan. I just wanted you to know, really.
Yeah, thanks. Can I just put out a little call out for your listeners, by the way, Adam?
Yeah, mate.
Well, I messaged you this on the weekend, and I feel like you gave me a bit of a lacklustre response. But recently, the drummer of Pearl Jam, Matt Cameron, was struck down with what I assume to be COVID. And Pearl Jam were playing rescheduled shows in the US, and they were pulling out audience members from the crowds who'd sent in videos of them playing the songs. And I was like, man, you should be sending in clips of you doing all their tracks. I say, CFM, you know, Northwest Coast listeners, we should be plotting a fundraiser to get Adam over to the US to drum for Pearl Jam while Matt Cameron's out sick.
Yes, I know. Well, it's the weekend over there right now, so maybe tomorrow I'll send something in. We'll have to see.
Oh, mate, it's a golden opportunity to live your life dream.
I know. Just whiz over to the US for a quick gig.
Yeah, definitely.
And as you can tell there, I mean, we've put the research out. You can't tell the difference anyway between, you know, the real Pearl Jam drummer and me and even you on guitar, the whole band. So we might as well all replace them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure the fans would be stoked with that.
Yeah, I know. They'd be so happy, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Fishy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari, all this morning I've been asking for your calls and your comments about what TV show they should bring back. HR Puff and Stuff's made an appearance on the Facebook page, packed to the rafters, Always Greener, a lot of people saying bring back Always Greener. Don't Forget Your Toothbrush has had a couple of comments, I'm still not sure what that is. I have heard of it, I've been told about it by friends, but I still don't quite understand what that show is. Firefly, quite a few people saying Firefly. There's also Hey Hey It's Saturday been mentioned quite a few times. Harry's Practice has had quite a few mentions, but I still think mine's the best one that needs to come back. And a few people have commented as well, agreeing with me. The Mole.
10 people, 5 men and 5 women.
Listen to it.
Set out for an unknown destination.
Grant Moeller, you genius.
Of the 3 that would make it to the end.
Haunting.
One would walk away with nothing. One would win a great deal of money. And one would be revealed as a traitor. A saboteur. One of these 10 people
is the mole. Oh, listen to it. Such suspense. It was so creepy. The music's all creepy. Grant Bowler is a real creepy host in the best possible way. But also just the idea that one of them's sabotaging everything and you don't know which one it is. How cool. Bring back the mole, all right? That's my mission to lead you out with on a Monday. Takesha's next. Enjoy her. It's her last week as well. Oh, Takesha.